Hello, and welcome to another episode of Sound Radar, Games Radar's video game music and audio podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Tong, and today I'm joined by the talented Taylor Davis, a violinist, arranger, and composer who plays video game music. Welcome, Taylor. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, thanks. I'm very glad to be here.
So I was introduced to you by Piano Squall, a mutual friend of ours, and he told me, at least at the time when we talked, and this was years ago, that there weren't a lot of people playing video game music, at least full-time or semi-professionally. And if they were, then he'd probably know all of them. So I'm glad he got us in touch. How did you enter the world of video game music?
I've been on YouTube now sharing music for almost 3 years. It'll be 3 years this April. And really, I've watched this community kind of evolve from just a few of us doing it, like Michael and some other artists, to now it's like full-scale productions with a lot of different artists doing different things with video game music. So it's been really neat to be a part of it. And I first got started just because I'm really into gaming. I used to game a lot more when I was younger, but I remember specifically Chrono Trigger was the first game that I played where I really started paying attention to the music. And then the Final Fantasy series, starting with Final Fantasy VII, the music just blew me away for that. So I remember I was in middle school when I first played that, and I went out and bought the soundtracks on eBay because at the time that was the only place you could find this music, and kind of incorporating it into what I was playing. I was classically trained as a violinist, but I started playing it just for fun. Just by ear, and then gradually in high school and college, I found some sheet music online, and I would have my quartet members play some different gaming music at various like weddings and gigs, and people would always come up to us and ask specifically what those songs were. So, I mean, people like it, they just don't really realize or recognize that it's, you know, a very legitimate genre and great music out there. So, yeah, that's kind of how my involvement's been with the music, basically just because I am very into gaming. A lot of what I put on my channel is from games that I've personally really enjoyed or just from the music that really moves me.
How has it been doing this professionally and, you know, with your two albums that you have out? Like, how did that all come together and how has it been for you?
So for me, when I was originally posting, I was just kind of doing it to keep music as a part of my life. I wasn't necessarily thinking of it in terms of a professional career. I mean, obviously, it's a dream to be doing, you know, what you love for a living. But when I initially set out for it, it was just kind of like to share my love of game music with people and to keep it in my life. But as I progressed, you know, I noticed there was just a really big audience for it. And I was working a business job up until not last November, but the year before that. And I decided to quit and pursue music full time because I had grown enough of an audience on my channel to kind of justify giving it a try. And I'm very, very glad that I did because I've been able to sustain a living now just from selling my cover albums on iTunes and various other websites and then getting hired for performances and things like that. So that's kind of how my career path has been. I know that there are some other people doing it professionally. Lindsay Sterling is a big name. She does that a lot. And Kyle Landry is one of my good friends. He plays piano and has a wonderful channel with a lot of different game music. And then my friend Laura, who we worked on the second game album that I made together, she also does it semi-professionally as well. She also works for an opera company in Sydney, so that's her other job. But a lot of people are pursuing it now because they see that it is a viable career path. And, you know, there's also a lot of people just doing it for fun, which is great too.
Yeah, no, that's awesome if you're able to turn something you love into a full-time job. I mean, that's the great thing about the game industry. I mean, for a lot of people, it's their hobby.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's wonderful to do something that you're really passionate about and that you love and make it into your living.
Yeah. So you've been playing violin from a fairly young age. Has it always been your instrument of choice?
Yeah, it's the instrument that I started out on. And, you know, it's kind of a love-hate when you start out on any new instrument because, you know, you put in a lot of time practicing and it feels like it takes forever to make progress at some point. But I've been playing on and off since I was about 8 years old. So it's been about 18 years of playing now. And there's just something about the violin. I remember when I first heard the violin being played at a school assembly when I was in elementary school and a girl got up on stage and played a version of Silent Night. And for whatever reason, it just really enthralled me. And I went home immediately and asked if I could take violin lessons. And my parents generously decided to be my patrons for the next 13 years. And I took private lessons. And then after that, I've just been studying on my own.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, violin's tough. I know that my mom played a little bit of it, and it's like one of those things. I mean, I play piano, but like if you get the strings wrong, if it doesn't sound right, it sounds absolutely horrible.
Yeah, violin's one of those instruments where it's really rough when you first start out. And even now, still, you know, I'm doing this professionally, but I still have to practice hours a day. And if I miss a few days here and there, I can definitely tell. And it's just an ongoing process. You know, you can never do enough practice, I think.
Yeah. So then between like performing and then other projects, I guess you must be busy. And you mentioned that you don't get a chance to play many video games these days. But I wanted to ask, like, what are some of your favorite games? I mean, you said that the music really captured you for a few of the Square Enix ones. But do you have particular favorite genres or any other games that you've played recently that you've enjoyed?
Yeah, as far as games that I used to play, definitely the whole Final Fantasy series. Final Fantasy VII is far and away my favorite game of all time. I'm pretty into RPGs. I really liked Final Fantasy IX and X as well. The Kingdom Hearts series I really enjoyed as well. And then, you know, I played Halo a lot when I was in high school with a group of friends who, you know, they'd come over and we'd link up the boxes and TVs and stuff and do nerdy parties like that instead of, you know, other stuff. But lately, let's see, I've been playing a lot of League of Legends. My brother is the one who got me hooked on gaming from a young age, and he lives in Boston, so I don't get a chance to see him that often, but we do connect online for a couple games a week, usually with League of Legends, and that's my husband's favorite game, so we always play together on a team, and that's fun. And then as far as console gaming, I did play Journey, and then I also played Skyrim, was probably the most recent one that I actually got through, so.
Yeah, Skyrim's no easy game to get through. It's...
Yeah, no, definitely. It's a process. But it's a shame because I don't feel like I have as much time as I'd like to be trying out new games. But usually I'll at least try some things out, if not, you know, fully complete something. So, you know, I keep it a part of my life still.
So you have like an interesting mix of music on your album. And like I noticed the Skyrim themes there. You also have like Naruto. Like I've seen that on your site as well. How do you decide like which ones you're going to arrange and do covers for?
So for my album, I definitely wanted to choose songs that I really loved, first of all, because I wanted to be passionate about it when I was creating all my arrangements. But also just ones that I knew would appeal to a wide audience and everything. So I didn't want to make it so niche or, you know, just from one game series or anything like that. So just kind of a mixture of my favorites with audience favorites. And also as far as the anime tracks on there, I have one on there and then, or I have two on the first album and then one on the second album with Lara. And that's just kind of all in the same genre. I notice a lot of people who are into gaming are also into anime. I personally enjoy watching anime too. So, again, it's just a mixture of our personal favorites and also fan favorites.
And then your most recent project, you did a Journey medley in cosplay as well. And was that your first time?
Yes, that was my first, that's my first like official high quality video with a professional videographer. I've had some friends and family helping me for some of the other videos that are a step above my one shot on a tripod videos. But this was definitely, you know, full out. Landon Donahoe was the videographer that, and he actually just randomly contacted me on my website. And it was awesome because I've been looking for people to do something like this with, but it's actually, it's harder than it would seem to connect with people because, you know, sometimes people get excited at first and then it doesn't pan out, people aren't reliable, whatever. So Landon and I just kept in really good contact and we followed through together. He's from Atlanta and I live in Michigan. So, you know, he came out here to Michigan to film the video. And so since we were putting so much effort and resources into it, we decided to go all out, get a costume. We borrowed the costume from two girls in Canada, Andrea Carroll and Rachel Stolberg. And the costume was really awesome looking. I mean, you can see it in the video, but it's really, really neat in person too. And so they were really generous in letting us borrow that for the video. So yeah, it was a good experience. It was cold out there for sure, but I think it definitely added a lot to the video, just being on location somewhere and trying to make it as authentic as possible for the game. Really great experience. The game was really fun to play through, and the score is just beautiful. It was nominated for a Grammy this year. Austin Wintry is the composer, and he's just did a phenomenal job with that. So I was really excited to bring a couple of those songs to life for my audience, and I'm glad that it seems to be doing well.
So you've been able to arrange like all this other stuff. Do you get help or is that something you just kind of do on your own time? I mean, how long does that process take?
The arranging definitely takes the longest for me because I do work alone. I have tried to work with some people in the past, but again, it's kind of like if you can do it yourself, it gives you a lot more control and creative freedom. You can do it on your own schedule and everything. So it takes a while, but it's also nice to be able to do it. As far as arranging with the game album I did with Laura, we both collaborated together on those because those are just violin piano arrangements, and Laura is a fantastic arranger, so we did those all together in person when we recorded the album. But for the orchestral ones, I do those all myself. I use software instruments and everything, so I work in a program called Logic Pro, and I use a MIDI keyboard. I'm not very good on the piano, so that's why it's also kind of a struggle for me and takes me a while. But basically, you just play the keyboard, and you can plug in whatever instrument you need, whether it's French horn or harp or, you know, a cello section, and you kind of arrange like that. That's the way I've been doing my orchestral ones.
So for something like Journey, I mean, how long did that take? Like, how many months of planning, like, just arranging and getting, like, you know, the costumes ready and all that?
I think that we decided on Journey in January, and then we got together later that month to put it together. So it was pretty quick from the time that we decided to start, you know, planning for it and everything. Landon, thankfully, was really helpful with all of, like, the logistics things, and, you know, we planned the travel together and all that, and then he secured the costume and everything, so I was just responsible for the music portion beforehand, and that was tough because I had to make a lot of cuts to the songs because I did two together. And with YouTube videos, you have to watch out sometimes with your length because you don't want it to go over the attention span of the viewer. So, but it was also hard to just make cuts to the music because it's all so beautiful. So that definitely was the longest arrangement for me to make. It probably took me like a solid week to do.
Wow. Well, it turned out great. So, and people seem to be enjoying it.
Yeah, beautiful music to work with. So it's, you know, made my job easier.
Yeah. And then how has the reception been to your work? I mean, over the last few years that you've been doing it, has it been pretty consistent? And, you know, how do people feel about it?
Yeah, it's been great. Like, I owe, you know, everything to the people who've been supporting me and just, you know, liking my videos, subscribing, sharing them with friends and family, purchasing my albums, all of that. You know, if I hadn't gotten the response that I did, then I wouldn't have quit my other job because, you know, you don't want to just jump into something that is totally going to be insecure. So, yeah, it's just been very gradual, my channel growth and everything. But because of that, it's been really nice because I've formed, I think, a very solid relationship with my fan base. And I really appreciate just, you know, all of their support over the years. Because like I said, you know, I can do my part and create the music and all that, but unless anyone's sharing it or watching it or liking it, then it kind of is a little more meaningless, at least in terms of making a career, so.
So what do you do in your spare time, assuming you have any at this point?
At this point, you know, like, it just depends. I still do musical things in my spare time. I'm teaching myself guitar a little bit just because I thought it might be nice to incorporate that in some videos at some point. And just, you know, learning more about, like, the software and stuff, because that's always just an ongoing process, working on the computer to create all the backtracks and everything. And really, you know, in actual spare time, I just like hanging out with my family and everything. And, you know, I'm pretty low-key. I go to the gym a lot, so I guess that would be one of the things too. But yeah, I don't do a lot of crazy stuff, just pretty much everyday normal things, hang out with friends and family and, you know, doing fun activities.
And so what's your next project? What are you working on now?
So right now I'm working on an album of original songs, so I'm very, very excited about that. I've had a few things over the years that I've composed, but it was before I learned how to use all the software and everything, so kind of like recreating some of the things that I already made in the past and then also making new things. I didn't feel like secure enough to start on this before I kind of established myself a little bit with some covers and everything, so very, very excited that I get to start working on this now.
Do you have an estimated release date yet for the album?
I'm hoping this fall that it will be available. I've already got a couple of the songs done with the backtracks and everything, so it's going pretty well. If I can just maintain this pace, then I should be set for launching something this fall.
Excellent. So I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with me. Now, where can people find you?
People can find me on YouTube. It's my username is Violin Tay, but also if you just search for Taylor Davis, you should be able to find me. You can also find me at my personal website, which is www.taylordavisviolin.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter. There are links from my website there if you want to join me and follow me on those places. And also, my music is available on my website, also iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play. So.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Oh, thank you too. I really appreciate the opportunity.
And that's it for this episode of Sound Radar. Be sure to follow us on Twitter @gr_soundradar for any future updates.